Hallelujah, peace to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿平安能够临在各位身上。
It's hard to believe that we already entered the second week of 2014.
很难想象我们这也是2014年的第二周了。
You know, like every single new year, we always try to make determination.
每一个新年呢，我们都有新年的计划。
It seems like, you know, the most common determination you and I want to make is maybe to in better health, right? To stay in good shape.
对你我来说呢，有一件新年想新做的事情呢，就是让今年的身体能够维持得很好。
And maybe some of us want to spend more time with our family.
我们也许想花更多的时间跟家人在一起。
And it seems like every year we make the same determinations.
好像每一年呢，我们都有每年的新的计划。
And by the end of the year, we're like, oh.We didn't fulfill what we determined from the beginning of the year.
那在年底的时候，我们回头看呢，我们会说我们今年想做的目标呢，很多都没有达成。
So for me this year, I also want, you know, to have a determination.
那今年呢，我也希望能够立下立志来做一件事情。
And this determination is to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
就好像是树栽在溪水旁。
I think 2013 is, I think, one of the most difficult year in my ministry.
那2013年呢，在我的传道生涯中呢，是最困难的一年。
Because physically I was quite ill.
因为我的身体呢，时常有病痛。
I don't remember one week that I feel that I'm in great energy and great shape and just feel very motivated.
好像没有一个礼拜，我好像精力很充足，好像动力很强这个样子。
And the reason I was, you know, don't feel like I was motivated and good health because I didn't really have time to exercise at all.
那因为我实在没有时间呢来运动呢，所以我觉得我的体能变差了。
And because physically I'm weak, it also, you know, affects my spirituality and servitude toward God.
那当然的，身体虚弱的时候呢，对我的灵性还有我对神的侍奉呢，也会跟着软弱下来。
So this year I want to make determination.
所以在今年呢，我要立志。
To exercise more,
我要多运动
so I can be in better health.
所以我又能够更好的健康
and then to draw myself closer to God also.
那能跟神更亲近
and then to also to make my service toward God become very sweet.
那在侍奉的过程之中能够得到的甘甜
because you know the hymn says the longer we serve, the sweeter it you know it will be for us.
那诗歌教导我们说，我们侍奉的越长呢。我们得到的越甘甜。
But when I talk to ministers quite often, it seems like the longer we serve, the more bitter we become, might be more tiring we become.
那我跟很多传道人谈的时候呢，有的时候我们释放的越久，好像越痛苦，好像越困难。
And that's what I'm feeling right now this year.
那就是我今年所的感受。
I start off the first week of the year being sick in bed the last 3 days.
那我今年一开始呢，在床上因为生病呢，躺了三天。
But this second week it seems better.
那在这第二个礼拜呢，似乎是有进步了。
So let's turn to Psalm chapter 1.
我们请看诗篇第一篇。
Psalm chapter 1.
诗篇的第一篇。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
第一篇的第三节。
Psalm chapter 1 verse 3.
诗篇第一篇第三节。
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruits in its season.Whose leaves also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
第三节，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的都尽顺利。
So here in Psalm chapter 1,
所以在诗篇的第一篇
，it describes how a tree if it's planted by the rivers of water.
那在这里的表示记载了，如果一棵树是栽在溪水旁
，you know, if we go.To the rivers.
那如果我们到河边去
，quite often the water at the rivers will be fresh.
然后溪的水呢，通常是很新鲜的。
And because it's always flowing.
因为它是流动的。
There's always have inflow and outflow.
它是有进有出的。
So this water quite often is very refreshing and it's very pure and it's very healthy.
这个水是很清澈的，是很健康的，因为它是流动的水。
But if you look at all the trees beside this river.
那如果我们看在这溪旁的树呢
？And quite often we can see the tree. I see is you know is very lush and is.The green, the leaves are very beautiful.
还有很漂亮的叶子，也开的也长得很好。
And then, if we see all the animals who live around the river and stuff, they also are very healthy.
那如果我们看到住在溪边的这些小动物呢，它们也是很健康的。
So for us as Christians,
所以对我们基督徒来说
，it's so important for us to be like this tree.
就跟我们很重要的是，就要跟这棵树一样。
This tree planted by the rivers of water. Because it's planted by the river's water, its fruit will bear, bring forth fruit in its season. And it say whose leaf also shall never wither.
在这里写到叶子也不枯干。
And then, and whatever he does shall prosper.
凡他做的都尽顺利。
This is so amazing.
那这是很伟大的事情。
Because for us as human beings, we really want, when we do things, we want God to bless it.
那我们做事的时候呢，我们希望能够得到神的祝福。
But if you look at the trees by the rivers,
但是我们看到这些栽在溪水旁的树。
Well, these last several days when I was sick, I watched a lot of National Geographic.
那这几天呢，当我生病的时候，看了很多国家地理杂志的电视剧。
Because I love all different kind of animals.
因为我很喜欢各种不一样的动物。
And my favorite animal is the elephants.
我最喜欢的动物呢是大象。
You know, in some part of the Africa, for example.
那在非洲的某一些地区呢？
Sometimes that part of the area doesn't rain for 2-3 years.
那在那边呢，有可能两三年呢都不下雨。
But the elephants.
但是大象呢?
Sometimes they travel even thousands of miles to seek for the river to to see the river that's not dry.
那他们会走甚至几千英里的路呢去找这个溪呢,
and usually the elephants go with the whole family.
那通常呢象呢是跟他的家族一群象呢这样一起走。
And sometimes they don't make it to the river, and then the whole family would die.
那如果他们不达到溪水旁呢？
But we can see when the elephants reach to, before they get to the river, when they look in the distance,
他们从远方看,
they can see that all the trees are very green.
他们可以看到这些树呢, 都是很绿色的。
And when the minute they see that the trees are green, they get very happy.
那他们看到这些绿的树呢, 就很高兴。
The little calf, the elephant calf would just, hit the mother, and then the mother would just play with the calf, so they're so excited.
那那些小象呢, 就会去触摸它的母亲, 那母象呢, 也跟小象玩, 他们都很高兴。
Because the minute they see the green leaves on the tree,
因为当他们看到了这些绿色的叶子,
they know this water.
他们知道那里有水源。
So for us as Christians, when other people look at us,
当我们基督徒呢, 当别人看到我们的时候,
they should also feel this kind of excitement.
也应该看到这样子的一种兴奋之情。
When they speak to a Christian,
当他跟一个基督徒谈话的时候,
when they have fellowship with us,
当他跟我们团契的时候,
we should be able to bring life to them.
我们应该把生命带到他们的生活里。
Why? Because we give them hope, we give them, joy, we give them peace.
为什么呢? 我们给他盼望, 我们给他喜乐, 我们给他平安。
Because if we are planted by the rivers of water,
因为我们是栽在溪水旁,
then here the Bible says, and whatever he does me, everything that you and I do will prosper.
圣经教导我们, 凡事他做的事都尽顺利, 凡事我们做的事也都会顺利。
If we don't plant ourselves beside the rivers of water,
但是如果我们不是栽在溪水旁,
then we don't have enough strength even to help ourselves.
那我们没有力量来自己来帮助自己。
We will not be able to bear fruit.
那我们就不能结果子。
Our leaves will not be green.
我们的叶子也不是绿色的。
Then all we do is trying to focus upon ourselves and try to stay alive.
那我们所做的呢, 就是专注在我们身上, 想要生活下去。
Then there's no way we can help others.
那这样子的话, 我们就没有办法, 没有能力来帮助别人。
But what can we do to be like this tree planted by the rivers of water?
那我们怎么样才能像这些树栽在溪水旁呢?
That is in verse 1 and verse 2.
那这个记载在第一节跟第二节。Psalm
chapter 1 verse 1.
诗篇的第一天第一节,
blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful.
不从恶人的计谋, 不占罪人的道路, 不坐亵慢人的座位。
This is the first thing that I must do.
这是第一件你我需要做的事情。
We must do our best to stay away from sin.
那我们要远离恶。
And we know quite often sin just creep into our lives.
那我们知道有的时候呢, 罪就渗透到我们生活之中。
Just like here first, we should not walk in the counsel of the ungodly.
我们这样不占罪人的道路。
Quite often, like we mentioned before, everywhere we go in this world,
那在我们以前提过，我们到这世上的每一个地方,
there's a lot of people live in sin.
很多人就住在罪里面。
And this sin becomes so normalized to society, they don't feel anything wrong at all.
那这些罪呢, 他在生活中已经习惯呢, 他不感受到这是罪。
Just like nowadays, people who watch pornographics, they just feel it's normal.
那现在有人看一些色情的 写电影呢, 他们觉得这是很正常的。
People who curse, people who, you know, swear, they feel also is normal.
那这些说脏话的人呢, 也觉得这是很正常的。
So you and I must contend with this kind of situation every single day.
我们每天呢, 都也许会遇到这样子的问题。
But yes, even though we walk with this kind of people in the world,
那我们虽然跟他们是在世上一起,
but we must be careful not to stand in the path of them.
那我们不应该 站在罪人的道路之中,
so you mean put ourselves in a situation that, you know, that they might be able to influence us the way we live our lives.
我们不能让他们来影响我们过生活的方式。
But of course, we also have this question, if you don't live with the people in the world, how can you preach to them?
那你也许说,我们也许如果不跟这些人来往的话呢, 我们怎么样传福音给他们?
Sometimes it's just like a double-edged sword.
这就好像一个两刃的剑。
But if we don't go out and mingle with the people in the world,
那如果我们不进去跟他们在一起的话呢,
how can we preach the gospel to them?
我们怎么样把福音传给他们?
But our Lord Jesus Christ never prayed for us to come out of the world.
那主耶稣基督没有叫我们离开世界,
but he prayed for us to have strength to transform about the things of this world.
那他祷告的呢是让我们有办法来改变这世上的事情。
So that's why we don't walk with those who are sinners.
所以我们不跟这些罪人呢同样的在那里行走。
Because the minute we walk with them, sooner or later we get tired and we're gonna stand with them.
那如果我们到时候跟他们在一起久了，变累了以后呢，我们就跟他站在罪人的道路之中。
And after a while, when we stand with them, we're gonna sit with them.
那在我们站了一下呢，我们就跟他们坐在一起了。
So that our sin will be part of our lives.
那时候呢，罪就是我们生活的一部分。So
that's why this year one of my determination really to be more pure, to be more holy in the eyes of God.
那我在今年的另外一个立下的志向呢，是说能够在神面前是能够更圣洁的。Of
course, even though outwardly I don't really do anything bad.
那也许在外面呢，我也许不。 表面上呢没有做不好的事情。
But of course, if you be able to read my mind, what I think every single day, and then you know that I'm, you know, maybe I'm not thinking the right thing.
那如果你能读我的心里想的呢，也许你会说呀，也许他想的也不是最好的。
And sometimes, for example, when sometimes I have lunch with a brother, for example.
那有的时候我跟弟兄呢一起用午餐。
And sometimes this brother is very negative.
那有的时候呢，这个弟兄呢，他是很负面的一个人。
And just like the whole hour, all he does is talk about things that is, you know, that is not good, right? Not edifying.
那他也许这一个小时我们用餐的时候，他所讲到的事情都不是好事情，都不是得造就的事情。
And of course, even though he shared this kind of stuff with me, but on the end, our goal is to be able to pray for other brothers and sisters.
那他虽然他跟我分享这些呢，但是到最后还是要为弟兄姐妹祷告。
But I remember one time we were having lunch.
但是我记得有一次我们在用餐。
And because I see this brother quite often, we have lunch pretty often, then I fall into this kind of temptation. I also talk about the negative things too.
那时候呢，我就受到试探，因为我时常跟他用餐，我也讲一些负面的事情。
And then one time we were eating lunch, and we were talking about church situation, this and that, and then there's a lady beside us.
那有的时候我们讲到教会发生的一些事情，有一位女士坐在我们旁边。
Then she turned to us like, and she said, oh, excuse me, I can't help but to hear what you guys are talking about.
那有个女士告诉我说，对不起，但是我听到你们的对话。
She's like, wow, by hearing you guys, seem your church have a lot of problems.
和听你们的对话呢，你们的教会似乎有很多的问题。
Then me and this brother, we just woke up, it's like, yeah, why are you talking, you know, so negatively about our church?
那我的弟兄就跟我好像 醒过来要说我们为什么这样子来批评我们的教会。
And from then on, we make determination, okay, no more talking negative things about church, even though we want to help the church, we want to find out solution, but especially in public, we should not talk.
然后那时候我就跟他有个认知，我们不应该在公共场合讲教会不好的事情，虽然我们是想要帮教会能够找到一些解决问题的方法。
And this is just one of the examples, you know, of many examples that I feel I also, you know, not pure and righteous in the eyes of God.
那这就是有的一个例子，还有其他的例子呢，就是我在神的面前呢，并不是成圣的。
But we know staying away from sin is not enough.
但是我们知道只是离开罪人的道路呢，是不够的。
In our lives, we always have to swim upstream.
因为在我们的生活中呢，我们必须要往上游走。
And that's why in the Old Testament, if any fish without fins, you cannot eat them.
所以在这个 旧约里面呢，所有有鳞的鱼是不能吃的。
Because first they are bottom feeders, right? They are bottom feeder fish without fins.
因为他们在食物链里面是比较低等的鱼。
And second, it's very difficult for them to swim upstream all the time.
因为对他们来说很难的呢，就是往上游来游。
So that's why for us as Christians,
所以我们基督徒呢,
even though sometimes yes we don't do anything bad,
有的时候也许我们没有做任何不好的事情。
But the thing is, we don't do anything good here.
但是我们也没有做好的事情。
So that's why in verse 2,
所以在第二节,
if we stay away from sin,
我们第一个要离开恶,
the second step you and I must do, we must delight in the law of the Lord.
所以在第二节呢, 我们要做的呢, 是喜爱耶和华的律法。
Then in His law we meditate day and night.
我们昼夜思想。
You know, for me as a minister,
所以我是一个传道人,
you know, we cannot just read and pray all day.
我们不能只是读经和祷告每一天。
And as members, we know you cannot read and pray all day also.
那我们信徒也不是每天只能做祷告跟读经。
But the question is, do we read the Word of God enough?
但是我们的问题是呢, 我们是不是有读足够的神的话语?
That is the question.
这是一个问题。
So we must reflect upon ourselves.
我们必须要来反省。
Not only read the Word of God, we must delight in it.
我们不只是要读神的律法, 我们还要喜爱神的律法。
The word delight is something that gives us so much pleasure that when we do it, it's so effortless.
那所以爱的话呢, 就是说, 我们因为我们得到很多喜乐, 所以我们做这件事情的时候, 好像不花任何力气。
No, as minister, you know, we have to prepare so much sermons and things like that.
那传道人呢, 我们必须要准备很多的讲章。
So quite often, every time you read the Bible, it's for preparing sermon, not to read it just to give us pleasure, for us to truly delight in it.
那有的时候我们读经呢, 就是要准备 讲道而不是让我们读了以后能真正从里面得到喜乐。
And sometimes when I feel like this, then my service to God become very burdensome.
那有的时候呢, 我这样子感受的时候呢, 我对神的侍奉呢, 就感觉到有压力。
Because I want to return back to be just reading the Word of God and just delight in it, enjoy it, and just, you know, just do it because you really want to do it.
我就是想回去读经呢, 就是因为我喜爱读, 然后能够得到神的话语。
Not because I do, because I need to prepare for this weekend sermon and seminar.
而不是因为我需要为这个礼拜的讲习会或者是讲道来做准备。
And it's the same thing for us as brothers and sisters. Sometimes we don't lead Bible study, we don't have to give sermon, then we never really pick up the Bible.
对弟兄姐妹来说也是一样, 如果我们不带查经, 不准备讲道的话呢, 有的时候我们圣经都不会打开。
Actually, if we do in this way, this means we really do not delight in the Word of God.
那如果我们这样做的话呢, 我们并不是真正喜爱。
Not only delight, but we also must meditate on the Word of God day and night.
那不只是这样呢, 我们还必须要昼夜思想。
Just think about our minds.
就像想象我们的心。
What do we think about every single day?
我们每天所思想的是什么?
And what do we think about before we go to sleep?
那当我们睡前呢, 我们想象的是什么?
That will tell us how much we think about the Word of God.
这个就会告诉我们, 我们每天思想神的话语的有多少。
I remember when I first came to Christ.
当我记得我当相信主的时候,
every minute I'm awake,
每一分钟呢,
I always meditate on the Word of God.
我就在思想神的话语。
And even sometimes at night time,
有的时候甚至是晚上,
I dream about reading the Word of God.
那我还在梦到呢, 我在读,
and sometimes when I dream about reading the Word of God, then you know I get up and I would write a sermon on that what I dream about.
那有的时候我梦到了神的话语呢，我就起来了，准备一篇讲章。
I remember one time I was so joyful.
我记得有一次我是很喜乐。
And because I have this question about the Bible, and I keep meditate on it.
因为我对圣经有一个问题呢，我就思想它这个问题。
And in my dream,
所以在我的梦中,
God put everything together for me.
神就把什么都为我准备好。
And that night I was sleeping, I know I was smiling.
那那天我在睡觉的时候呢，我知道我脸上带着微笑。
And then when I got up,
当我起身以后,
I wrote everything, right? I just feel like Jerry Maguire, right? That, you know, you feel so inspired, right? So I was writing. I have like so many pages of what God has shown me when I was sleeping.
我就在像电影人物一样的，我就一直写，把神告诉我的事情给记录下来。
I was really joyful.
那时候我是十分喜乐。
But I haven't experienced like that for a long time.
但是我很久没有这样子的感受。
Because now I cannot sleep because I cannot sleep because I'm too much stressed.
然后现在我睡不好呢，为什么睡不好呢？因为我压力太大。
But before when I cannot sleep because I'm reading the Word of God because I'm writing sermons.
那以前呢，我不能睡觉呢，是因为我在读神的话语，我在准备讲章。
Now because the reason I cannot sleep because I worry too much about writing sermons.
那现在我为什么不能睡觉呢？因为我 花太多的时间，太多的压力， 因为我准备讲章。
And because of this, it gave me a lot of stress.
因为这个缘故呢, 给我很多的压力。
Because sometimes as members, oh, he's the pastor, he don't need to worry about giving sermon, right? No problem, right?
那有的时候人家会认为说, 他是传道人, 所以给一个正道呢，不是什么大问题。
You know, next time when you are, actually, you can never get an opportunity to stand behind the pastor when he's speaking, right?
那你没有机会呢, 可以从传道人后面呢, 在他讲道的时候做观察。
You know, it doesn't matter, they've been serving 30 years, even though they're elders and stuff like that, quite often we are very nervous when we give them sermons.
不管他在台上多久的时间，甚至长老30年时间在台上，还是很紧张的。
Quite often you don't see my legs, but my legs are very nervous, so it's going back and forth like this, right? So, but thank God the pulpit you cannot see through, right? So, it's
easy. 你看不到了我腿，有的时候我是很紧张的。 腿也会抖动呢，那感谢神，因为有讲台的关系，你们看不到。
And sometimes when the pulpit has no hole that I can put my foot in, then I get very complicated because that's how I get rid of my nervousness.
那有的时候，如果这个里面没有动，我可以把脚放在一个地方呢，这就是我紧张的时候一种应对的方式。
See, the longer we serve God,
实际上呢，当我们侍奉神越久，
the more difficult it is to prepare sermons.
那对我们来说，准备讲道呢是 更困难的,
you've been given so many sermons already.
为什么呢? 因为你已经讲过很多个, 证过很多次的道了。
Every time you prepare something,
每一次你准备一个新的讲章的时候,
you just don't feel inspired.
那你就不会受到很多的感动。
You say to yourself, oh, I gave this sermon already. Right?
那你告诉自己说, 这个我已经讲过,
and I talk about this already.
我以前也谈过这个题目。
Just like tonight, I like, oh, this sermon I want to give, like half of it is already part of the speech convocation we had because the theme was what? A tree planted by the rivers of water.
那在今天晚上呢，我想讲这个题目呢，但是这个在我们灵恩布道会呢，已经当过我们的主题呢，主题就是树栽在溪水旁。And
we just hope that the members don't remember too much.
那这时候呢，我们就希望呢，听到的人不记得太多。Quite
often it's true.
那有的很多时候是正确的。So
sometimes I ask the members, did I give this sermon before?
有的时候我说我讲过这篇道理吗?
I say that the members who I noticed, they listen very attentively. If they say, oh, I don't know, then I know, okay, nobody else is going to remember.
那如果有些很专心听到的信徒说，好像没有的话呢, 我就说这个大概没有讲过。
You know, I've been going to Hawaii for 10 years.
我在过去10年呢，都去 夏威夷, 在那边牧养教会。
And every trip I give at least 25 sermons.
但每一次去呢, 我大概要讲25篇道理。
And during the summer when we have spiritual convocation retreat, we give like 40 sermons for that one visit.
那在夏天呢, 如果有灵恩布道会的时候呢, 我必须要讲40篇道理。
Just multiply that, right? For example, if you just average every visit is 30 sermons,
那如果平均每一次讲30篇道理,
and it's 4 visits per year,
每一年4次,
so that's 120 sermons, then multiplied by 10 years, right? That's like over 1,000 sermons.
所以有一年大概要讲120篇道理, 那如果10年呢, 那是超过1,000篇道理。
So actually, every time, you know, I talk to many ministers, every time I give sermon, it's just very difficult, it's very stressful.
我跟很多传道人说呢, 每次我们要讲道的时候呢，其实是压力蛮大的。
So, but when we do, we must delight in it.
但是我们做的时候呢，我们必须要得到喜乐。
We must meditate on it.
我们必须要昼夜思想。
Now, when we had the student spiritual convocation here,
当我们在有这个学生灵恩会的时候,
see, that time I was very sick.
那时候呢，其实我身体不好。
But you know, in front of the young students,
那在年轻的这个 学生之前呢,
you must be very active.
那你要有很有动力。
You must preach very exciting.
那你必须讲道的时候呢, 很有活力。
So I realized that the whole day I tried to reserve my energy just for my classes.
那我那天呢, 就想把我所有的力量集中起来呢, 就是在上课的时候释放出来。
And I was averaging 5 hours of class a day, and that was very tiring.
那每一天呢, 我大概要教5堂课, 5小时的课, 那是很累的。
So that's why physically we must be in good shape.
所以在我们的身体上呢，必须要有很好的身体。
Not only for me, but also for all of us.
不只是我这样子，我们这里的每一位也是一样。
If you want to be that tree planted by the rivers of water,
如果你想是一棵在溪水旁的树
，we must read God's word.
我们必须要读神的话语。
Not only to read, we must delight in it and meditate on day and night.
那不只是这样呢，我们必须要读神的话语，还要昼夜思想。
Only that.Only then we can have strength.
只有这样子呢，我们才能得到力量。
And only then that we bear fruit in every season.
所以只有这样子，我们才能够按时结果子。
And only then that our leaf will never wither.
所以只有这样子，我们的叶子也不枯干。
And that whatever we do in our lives, God will prosper.
那不管凡事我们所做的事情呢，都能尽顺利。
So that's why delight and meditate in the word of God is so important.
所以喜爱神的话语，还要昼夜思想是很重要的。
You know, every sermon a minister gives.
那每一个传道人他所讲的道理
This all, we come up with the same conclusion.
那到时候我们会回到同样的结论
And all of you know too that is to read and pray, really.
那其实你们也知道就是读经和祷告你有没有其他的
But at the same time, why is it so difficult?
那为什么还是这么困难呢
Because read and pray, it takes time to build a kind of foundation.
因为要读经跟祷告要花很多的时间把这个基础建立起来
Let's look to Ezekiel chapter 47.
我们看以西结书的第47 verse 12.
Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees, used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month because their water flows from the sanctuary.Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine.
第十二节，在这河边与那边的岸上，必生长各类的树木，其果可以作为食物，叶子不枯干，果子不断绝，每月必结新果子，因为这水是从圣所流出来的。树上的果子必作食物，叶子为治病。
So in Psalm chapter 1,
所以在诗篇的第一篇
，we also talk about this tree planted by the rivers of water.
那也讲到这棵树栽在溪水旁
，and it say that they bear fruit.
再说到它能够按时结果
and the leaves will not wither,
然后叶子不枯干
and before the tree can be like that they cannot walk, stand or sit with sinners
在这里呢如果要这样子的话呢就是不能跟恶人在一起不跟他们做亵慢人的座位
and not only that but they also need to delight and also meditate on the word of God
不止这样他们还要喜爱耶和华的律法昼夜思想
but here in Ezekiel 47
在这里以西结书的第四十七章
They also talk about this tree by the bank of the river
也讲到这河边的树
And this tree will also grow all kinds of food
在这里也生长各类的树木
And they also say the leaves will not wither
在这里果子可以做食物叶子不枯干
How can this tree build to bear fruit and the leaves cannot wither
那在这里那个树木为什么能够结果子而且叶子不枯干呢
Because of the water flow from the sanctuary.
因为这是从圣所流出来的水。
So that's why in chapter 47, verse 1, it talks about there's a water come up the east side from the temple of God.
那在这里呢在第一节第四十七章第一节讲到是从圣殿往东流出的水。
First, when it came to Ezekiel,
所以当我们谈到以西结书
He measured his water to be 1,000 cubits.
那这以西结呢讲到这水有一千轴
And as God brought Ezekiel through this water,
当神把以西结从这水中带来的时候呢
The water only came up to his ankle.
那直到他的膝盖
Of course, if we have water come up to our ankles, it's very easy for us to run and do whatever we need to do.
那水是膝盖深的话呢我们就
And then in verse 4
But the
And then it continued to measure this water.
他在继续的量这个水。
Then this water came to his knees.
然后这个水就到他的膝了。
So when the water comes to the knees, it's a little bit harder to walk, a little bit harder to cross.
那在到膝盖的时候呢，就比较困难，走路行走起来就比较困难。
Then on the end of verse 4, I see the water came up to his waist already.
那在第四节的时候呢，讲到水到他的腰间。
And then after the water came to his waist, and then verse 5, that the water was so high to the point
He needs to swim to cross the river.
在第五节的时候，水太高呢，他必须要求水而过。
And then he said, look, and then he said, a river that could not be crossed.
那这个水呢，就不能够通过了。
So what does that mean for us nowadays?
这在今天呢，对我们来说是什么意思呢？
If you want to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water,
如果我们想要像溪旁栽的树,
we need to be filled by God's Spirit.
我们必须要被神的灵所充满。
Yes, some of us, we all have the Holy Spirit.
我们都得到了圣灵。
But some of the spears are only up to an angle, up to the ankles.
但有的时候呢，直到脚踝。
If it's up to the ankles, you and I still have our own free will. We still do whatever we want to do.
那只有到脚踝的话呢，我们还是有我们自我的意志，做我们自己想做的事情。
And some of us are Holy Spirit filled all the way to our knees.
那有一些人呢，的灵性呢，达到了膝盖。
But even to our knees, we still can do whatever we need to do.
那膝盖呢，我们还是。
And quite often we do things according to our own will.
有的时候呢，我们所做的事情呢，是照我们自己的意志而来。
But the water come up to the waist.
当水到了腰间,
and then it's a little bit more difficult.
就比较困难了。
But our goal is for the water to cover us completely.
但是我们的目标呢，是要水呢，整个把我们淹没。
And our goal is to be filled with God's Spirit.
那我们就是被神的灵给充满。
So it's no longer you and I do things according to our own will, but God's will.
而不是你我做我们自己想做的事，而是行神的旨意。
So that's why you can see this water, how powerful it is.
那我们看到这个水是多么有能力的。
As it go through the sea.
那我们这样子过了这个海。
It heals the water.
然后过了这个水。
And then as it go through the water.
过了这个水之后呢。
Every living thing will be healed.
那所有的都得到医治。
And then, of course, the only place they cannot heal are the swamp, the marsh, you know, because those things were given to salt.
因为那时候不能医治呢，只是泥泞之地与湿洼之处。
So actually, we can see how powerful this water is.
我们可以看到是水的能力有多大。
But some people's heart, they just don't want to transform. They don't want to believe. And then, you know, they belong to the swamp and also to the marsh.
那有些人的心呢，因为不想改变呢，所以他们就是属于这泥泞之地与湿洼之处的。
But for us,
但对我们来说,
we want to be filled with God's Spirit.
我们想要被神的灵所充满。
So we can be like this tree.
所以我们就可以像这个树一样,
that bear fruit every single month.
就可以每按时结果子。
Why does it say every single month?
为什么说是按时生长呢?
Because the fruit, when any fruit trees, when it bear and then it become mature, and then people eat of it, then you grow again.
因为一个果树呢，如果成熟了，结了果子，人吃了以后呢，又再度的结果子。
And of course, the leaves is always, the leaves say here is for medicine.
那在这里呢，叶子是可以用来治病的。
As Christian,
我们基督徒呢,
you and I truly need to be like this tree.
我们真的必须像这个树一样。
You can see nowadays many people are starving out there.
我们看到很多人，他们其实是在饥饿之中的。
And they need to eat from us.
那他们必须从我们这边得到粮食。
If we don't bear fruit,
那如果我们没有结果子,
how can we feed those people who are starving?
那我们怎么可以把这些食物给这些饥饿的人呢?
Of course, that food is the word of God.
那当然这个食物是神的话语。
Then if we do not bear leaves,
那如果我们没有结果子,
how
我们没有叶子,
can these people use these leaves for medicine?
那我们怎么能用这个叶子为他治病呢?
So that's why it's so important for us.
这个对我们来说是十分重要，就好像是栽在溪水旁的树。
And let's go to our last passage.
那我们再看一段圣经。
Revelation chapter 22.
我们请看启示录的第22章。
Revelation chapter 22.
启示录的第22章。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
第一节跟第二节。
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb, verse 2.
第二节,
in the middle of the street and either side of the river was the tree of life which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
第一节, 天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的和明亮如水晶, 从神的羔羊的宝座流出来。 第二节, 在河那这边与那边有生命树结十二样果子, 每月都结果子树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
So why do we need to be this tree planted by the rivers of water?
所以我们为什么要当这棵
It's not only for us.
这不是为了我们自己。
But it's also for all the people that's around us.
也是为我们周遭的所有的人。
Because many people nowadays they are very hungry, they are very thirsty.
因为在最近呢，有很多很饥渴的人。
And many people are very spiritually sick.
那很多人在灵性上呢得了很重的病。
And you and I need to be treated, planted by the rivers of water.
你我必须当做这溪旁所栽种的树。
So when they are hungry, they can come to partake from a fruit.
所以当他们在饥饿的时候呢，可以来溪水边呢来享用这个树。
And when they are sick, they can take out leaves. To be healed from it.
那他们生病的时候呢，在叶子可以为他们做医治。
So that's why being a tree planted by the rivers of water, not only for ourselves.
所以当一棵栽在溪水旁的树，不只是为了我们自己。
But for all the people that God wants to be saved.
也是为了这些神想要拯救的人。
So we don't want to do it for ourselves.
我们并不是为我们自己来做。
Let's do it for our brothers and sisters.
要为我们的弟兄姐妹来做。
Let's do it for the people who do not know God yet.
要为这些不认识神的人来做。
Because when they see that we are flourishing,
那他看到我们在这里茂盛的时候呢,
they will come to us.
他们就会来到这里。
They will partake of the fruit that will give them strength.
那他们就可以在这里用果子, 让他们得到力量。
They will come to take the leaves to be healed from their sickness.
他们就可以用这个叶子呢, 让他们的病症得到医治。
But you and I must make this determination.
但是你我必须要下力量这样的志向。
Let's not be the tree that planted by, you know, the dry land in the middle of nowhere.
不要在一个干地四周没有其他水源的地方的一棵树。
Let's make determination.
让我们要这样子来立志。
Let's read the word of God more.
我们来多读神的话语。
Let's pray to God more.
让我们多祷告。
And live a life of holiness and righteousness.
然后要做过圣洁的生活。
And only then we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
只有这样子我们才能够像一棵栽在溪水旁的树。
That when people look at us,
当人看到我们的时候,
it will give them hope.
就给他们盼望。
It will give them peace.
给他们平安。
Why? Because they will have fruit to eat and the leaves to heal from their sickness.
为什么呢？他们有果实可以吃，有叶子可以医治。
So may God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
And to truly continue to be close to Him.
让我们能够真正的跟他亲近。
Now let's all rise and sing Hymn 126.
我们请一同站立唱诗126首。
126.